Next patient was Kelly Jeanette. K-E-L-L-Y. Jeanette is J-A-N-E-T-T-E. Jeanette Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 9/23/55. Date of visit 10/11/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Monica Cantu. C-A-N-T-U. Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. M-D. Monica Cantu, M-D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Jeanette Kelly for all my evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is permanent illness. This is a 67-year-old female who previously was diagnosed to have sleep apnea, had undergone palatopharyngoplasty, more than 15 years ago. The patient apparently had recurrence of symptoms with snoring and apnea, and also has a history of depression. She has disturbed sleep, and she has gained weight, and denies shortness of breath except with exertion. The patient has had no polysomnographic study done. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of sacroiliac joint fusion and history of PTSD. She has no history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies to Benadryl. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lupus and complications. Father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, med list included Cymbalta 60 milligrams BID and Trazodone 300 milligrams HS, Propranolol 20 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pains or dysuria. Denies hay fever or asthma. She does have hay fever, but no asthma. She has coughing spells and no shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, nausea or rectal bleed. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain and no palpitations. She has depression and anxiety and has PTSD. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid sign of this clubbing of pyroflodema. Blood pressure 120/75, pulses 62, as patients at 20, temps 97.5, weight is 166, saturation 96. HE and anosmophagic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Occasional wheezes, palatally prolonged expirations. Heart sounds regular, smoothness, two, no murmur, no, three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex on 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is anxiety disorder. And number 3 is depression. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Can you please add in the examination of the head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat? Examination of the head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat reveal absence of the epiglottis from previous surgery. And the extremities, please add, the patient does have varicosities of both lower extremities. And no calf tenderness. Okay, next, at the end, the plan. The patient will get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a CBC and an IgE level. Advised to continue with her present medications, and a polysomnographic study will be arranged over the next 2 weeks. Weight loss was discussed. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Monica Cantu, MD. CANTU, MD.